So how are those debt talks going? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Tell us, news media, how are those high-level negotiations on the debt crisis going?
The House Republican leader Eric Cantor says he won't come to the negotiations.
The vice president signaled that talks are temporarily suspended.
It could set the world into a recession.
Not well. Republicans accuse Democrats of tax lust.
Democrat members continue to want to bring tax hikes into this conversation.
Democrats accuse Republicans of being heartless towards old people.
The Republicans are asking seniors to pay more to get less.
And everybody wants to know, where is President Obama?
Where in the world has President Obama been?
The word on the street is that the Tea Party philosophy has finally collided with elementary mathematics, and that the president is laughing so hard he's physically unable to attend. In any case, the rubber is about to meet the road. There is really no new information to gather here. There are no new ideas to propose. Somebody is going to have to pay more. The only question is who? Realistic liberals understand that some benefits will have to be cut, and realistic conservatives are coming to understand that taxes will have to be raised. But will anybody have the courage to sign their names to the compromise that has to happen? The numbers are pretty clear. You can cut benefits, but unless every American over 65 suddenly becomes a health nut, and the defense budget drops to the level of Liechtenstein, somebody's taxes at some point are going to have to be raised. And for many members of the Tea Party, that's like an archaeologist discovering Jesus' tomb and finding bones inside. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.